Hello, reporting live from the Trap House, Day 691. This is Reggie B. I'm here with my lovely wife, and we're here to discuss what's going on in the world today, specifically Kevin Hart situation. This is not to slander him. It's just to speak about the situation between a man and a woman in the married couple. So you're going to hear that drinking in the back because I have the crystal clear mic for $15 from Amazon. So, of course, it's going to pick it up. Don't be a dick. But if you don't know the Kevin Hart situation, he was not caught cheating, but he was going to get extorted. If you're retarded or dumb or slow, no disrespect for those people. But if you are, I'm just saying, extortion means somebody tells you you need to pay them a certain amount or some bad things are going to happen to you. So instead of him getting extorted, he said he'd rather tell the truth about him cheating. So he came out and he made a statement. He apologized to his wife and all of that about the situation. And my question to my wife is, how do you feel about the situation given what you know about Kevin Hart's situation? Like, how do you feel about it?
I feel like he is phony because of the fact that the only reason why you came out and said something was because you were already caught. Your wife is pregnant as fuck. I mean, she's not like regular pregnant. Like, the baby is like hanging out.
She's crowning, okay. She's crowning, ladies and gentlemen. She's crowning.
She's like 3 centimeters dilated and
she's head full of hair, 50, crowning
50% effaced, like she's about to give birth like any minute, and it's just disrespectful. But I also feel like that's karma, because it kind of seems like she was the other woman, so that's what you get, and that's ugly, but it's true.
Okay, well, my second question to you is, it's been a lot of bullshit in the media, and it's been going on for a long time, and everybody's culture and everybody knows about it. Do you believe that, can cheating relationships survive, meaning someone cheated or both cheated, and it can continue to be a healthy relationship? Or should you just throw away your relationship even though somebody cheated?
I mean, like, speaking from a personal standpoint, I would definitely try to make our relationship work, because who wants to throw away 10 years based on a mistake? But I also don't feel like it would be fair to you. Or, like, I'm saying, like, you were the one who cheated, because, of course, I would never cheat. But either okay, or.
This is recorded. This is recorded. The name of my show, this is recorded. So you heard that, ladies and gentlemen.
Either or. Whoever cheated, well, for me, if you cheated, I would always feel like you were still cheating. I would be super insecure now. My self-esteem would be down. Like, I would always be accusing you. I would be checking your shit all the time. Like, so that's, to me, that's not healthy. But for some people, that's their norm. And I think that it can work, like, if something else were more important, like money. Because, like, with the dude DJ Envy, I feel like his wife is fine with it because he has money, and you're fine that he cheated on you because y'all still taking trips and fucking jet setting and shit. And I know in the back of her head, she's like, this nigga's still fucking around on me. And that's how I would feel.
And then even in his situation, it's like he became super family man. And I mean,
it's phony.
This is recorded, so we ain't slandering nobody. It's just facts. Like, he just, you know, and he even admitted, like, well, after that, he just wanted to be around his family. And it does come off as phony. Like,
but again, that was because he got caught. First of all, he's probably still fucking bitches. But you got caught, so then it was like, oh, you know, I'm going to kill myself. Oh, I'm going to... No, that's not how life works. You need to not be fucking cheating. If you don't want to be married, or if you don't believe in monogamy, then you don't need to fucking be married. Don't be in a relationship. Be out there getting fucking AIDS and shit, but leave it, you know, Leave it for yourself.
And then that is some real shit as to where it's like, okay, if you're like, when is it that you are genuinely sorry, or are you fucking sorry that you got caught? Because in both of their instances, it feels like, I'm just fucking sorry I got caught.
Yeah, like, some shit came out, and then it's like, oh, I just feel so terrible. But if you never would have got caught, and the other times you cheated, because this isn't the first time, obviously. No. I mean, first of all, y'all niggas are sloppy as fuck. Like, can y'all not be more, like, how the fuck you let somebody?
And mind you, they pick the worst looking fucking chicks.
It's always like, a downgrade. The same they probably chicks be letting them, like, pee on them and stuff.
Taking shit on their chest.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, you pee on
Yeah, like, for real, like, my nigga, like, okay, what is the rules from a woman's standpoint? If you're gonna cheat, what are the do's and don'ts of, like, no woman wants to get cheated on, but yeah, what the fuck, like, if you're gonna cheat, what is, like, well, I mean, okay, this is
better. For me, it's like, fucking don't. Like, if you upgrade down, for me, any bitch is a downgrade.
Speak on it.
If the bitch looks like fucking Bowser, like, I'm gonna fucking
Quasimodo. This bitch so hunchback.
This fucking Notre Dame.
You thinking
bitch.
This bitch from Paris? You know, bitch, she was up in the attic.
So I would just say, like, don't cheat on me, but if you are gonna cheat, don't be fucking sloppy. Like, don't cheat with the fucking next door neighbor. Don't cheat with a bitch that work with you. Don't, you know, don't save,
so
you save shit
do,
in your
they
phone.
They do that, like,
yeah,
to
like
the
you
bitches
got
they see all the time.
Yeah,
like,
you
oh.
got naked pictures of the bitch in your phone and the bitch calling you at all hours of the night, like, just don't be sloppy.
I mean,
or don't fucking do it. Like, if you want to cheat on me, like, just leave, because I will kill you.
Kill a motherfucker, yes. Okay, my next question is it once a cheater? That's our dinner being ready. It is 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We are officially Caucasian. Shout out to all the white people out there.
Shout out to the white people.
I have no listeners,
too.
So we don't give a fuck anyway. This is the, like, number one podcast that no one listens to.
You mismade history.
Woo! Okay, do we need to take this chicken out before it burns or not?
I can just go grab it real quick. Can I grab it?
Okay, we're gonna grab it and I'm gonna stop to shout out our sponsors right now. Our sponsor is today's sponsor will be Thai Time. It's located right here in beautiful McDonough. Go get the pad see you, or please try the Thai fried rice. It is very delicious. We haven't been getting it with meat. It's so no homo, pause. I haven't been getting no meat in a while now. Ow! But we haven't been getting any meat in it, and Thai Time is just very, very delicious. It's located right next to the Walmart and the GameStop and Moe's shopping center in here in beautiful McDonough, Georgia. I think this is Highway 81. I'm a terrible person at knowing addresses, but I just went with it anyway. So we're gonna say shout out to Thai Time. Shout out to my boy. I think his name is Joey. Please don't send any ads here, because I'm trash at it. So just
Nathan.
His name is Nathan. Okay, that's beautiful, because I didn't know. So shout out to him and Thai Time, located in beautiful McDonough. It's exit 218. You make a left off exit 218 and head towards the Walmart. If you're coming off 75, headed south. Or you make a right if you're coming off 75, headed north. Okay, back to the podcast. My next question to you is it once a cheater, always a cheater? Or do you not believe in that?
I guess it depends. Like, if you're saying, do I think that if you cheated on another girl in the past, will you definitely cheat on me? No, I don't believe that. But if it's I feel like when dudes cheat, sometimes it's like, when anybody cheats, something is lacking in the relationship. So just because you cheated with somebody else, or on somebody else doesn't mean that you'll cheat in our relationship, if that makes sense. So I guess no. But if you cheat on me,
you're going to feel like, oh,
I don't know. That's a hard one. Because you can't, people can change. I don't think that, like, if you cheat one time.
I think people can change, but the relationship will forever be changed. And we've always talked about that. Like, yeah, the relationship is just going to be different.
I also feel like the degree of cheating. Like, if you just had sex with somebody, that's cheating, definitely, and it's not fucking cool. But that's different than, like, telling a bitch the same thing you telling me, like building a whole like relationship.
Yeah, when you have a whole fucking family and
yeah,
I love
that's
you,
different.
You know, like, I can't wait to leave her. Like, that's if motherfuckers
different.
Get messages like that, it's like,
I'm gonna kill you.
I'm probably gonna fucking hide your body somewhere in plain sight and let them know I did it. Because that's pretty bad.
Yeah, so it's just like, I feel like a lot of shit is cheating that some people probably don't think is cheating.
And then, like, shout out to all the niggas. Shout out to Patti LaBelle. Shout out to all the niggas out there that be so fucking sick when they get cheated on. But we're like, nigga, you done cheated on the whole fucking, her whole job fucked you. But she had sex with one dude, the nigga took out the dinner, and your ass just realized you are HIV fucking positive. My nigga, like, god damn, like, shout out to you coon ass niggas. That really, like, one time, one fucking time she did it, and your ass then gave her fucking every STD under the fucking sun and shit in one time. Shout out to you niggas. Y'all the real MVPs. And also, shout out to Patti LaBelle. Cause that shit ain't never gonna get old to me.
That's never gonna get old.
And my last question, I guess it's kind of similar, is when is cheating honestly a mistake? Or is that like who you are? Because in Kevin Hart's case, it's like,
he's a serial nigga, cheater.
Like, you keep fucking cheating. So it's like, nigga, is it a mistake or is it who you are? Like, when do you think it's a difference between, like, I cheated and, like, this is who I am?
Okay, uh-oh. So I feel like, I kind of feel like cheating is never a mistake. Before, when I said if it's just a mistake, I meant more like a one-time thing, because mistakes are things that you can, like, apologize for. You can't apologize to me for fucking cheating. Like, and it depends on the degree of cheating. Like, if you full-on, like, have sex with somebody, you had time. Like, it wasn't, it don't go from, like,
and hopefully you,
okay,
put,
first
on,
of all,
hopefully you put on a condom. We know none of you niggas do.
Right.
Like, let's keep
like,
it
okay,
none of you
so say,
do.
Okay, cheating, like, you have time. Like, from the time y'all are like, hopefully you have to take the bitch to dinner, but probably
you
not.
You took the bitch to the motherfucking Sonic. You,
yeah,
pulled up.
You
made her feel special because the bitch seen somebody pull up and roller skating to you.
You took me to Sonic.
But that was lunch. That wasn't dinner, baby. It ain't no pressure on no money. You trying to play me like I'm broke. You trying to play me like I'm broke.
Anyways, so for me, it's if you actually have sex and, like, finish. And first of all, it don't matter if you finish. If you put your penis inside somebody's vagina, that takes a lot. You had to be at the
and
bitch.
And you got
to
put it in the right hole because it's three holes. Everybody know that.
Babe, really? You're so fucking proud that you know that. Anyway, so you had to be around the bitch, which is cheating already. Like, just, I don't know where you met her, but y'all was, like, planning to meet up. That's cheating. Then
if you
y'all
could put
was
your
at
arm
somebody,
out that bitch too close to
right,
you.
If y'all, you know, was at somebody's house or whatever fucking rest stop you fucking this dirty bitch at. That's cheating. And then to actually, like, you all rocked up and she's all ready. Like, that takes time. That takes time. So you had, like, several opportunities to stop this shit. Like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm married. I'm in love. Probably I got kids. She's pregnant as fuck. Like, let me not. Come on. So, for me, I don't think it's ever really a mistake. It's like, because you have time to, like, stop it. If you, I don't know, because just for me, like, kissing is really personal. And I'm saying, like, if y'all was kissing and whatever, that's too fucking personal. It's too personal. And then you just have time. Because I would feel like shit, like, going into it. That's fucking terrible. Yeah.
But I think that's the difference between, like, a dude and the woman. Because the woman is going to, if you're not just a low-down bitch, like, you're going to have some type of, like, emotional connection with this dude you cheated with.
These bitches is scandalous.
But dudes usually like, man, I'm fucking horny, nigga. I just fucked the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even like that. But once again, shout out to all the niggas who that girl cheated one time. Because that shit is her. If you ever, please call us up, Hot 107.9. You just got let go, ass nigga. Like, if you ever fucking been around your boy when he find out his girl been cheated, but that nigga cheated 50-11 times, that shit is the funniest shit in the world. Because you like, my nigga, why are you really that distraught that, like, she cheated? I mean, nigga, you've been fucking cheating on her. But this nigga be, like, sick. He realized he has HIV now. And niggas, and shout out to the niggas who, like, just think about bitches getting pregnant versus getting an STD. Nobody worries about that shit. They like, nah, like, shout out to all the niggas who look at a bitch and know she's clean. Shout out to you niggas. Like, y'all are real MVPs, but.
Good job.
I don't know. I mean, a dude is going to look at a girl like always a cheater, which is so fucking hypocritical, but it's going to be like, it's like, nah, I can't believe this shit, man. No, man, fuck. Man, fuck. Like, I can't believe this shit. Like, I can't believe she did that shit to me. But, I mean.
You've been doing it.
Just, hey, nigga, don't. The moral of the story is, keep like, hey, up. Just. Shout out to Tupac. Just don't fucking cheat. Just leave, my nigga. Or, like, leave before you get caught. And I guess, is that not technically cheating? You leave before you get caught? Like, nah,
babe.
I just broke up with her.
Leave before you get caught, so is that cheating, but you already fucking did it? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, really?
Tried it.
What the fuck was that?
Tried it.
Bitch, what the fuck was that, bitch?
What the fuck was that, bitch? Shout out to our sponsor, Jair.
Our six-year-old nephew.
Yeah, he's a legend in the making. He, fuck with that, bitch. Fuck with that, bitch. that's it. So follow him on Instagram. But, I guess for this, we're going to wrap this up. Final words is, fuck a right in the pussy. No, but, just.
Say no more.
Say less.
Say no more.
Don't cheat. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, hey, just leave. Like, my nigga, if you feel that strongly, just go ahead and leave it, dog. Like, and I'm definitely like one of the weirdos that's looked at. Like, everybody thinks I'm a cornball and corny and like, how the fuck we ain't never had no drama. I ain't never slapped her upside her fucking head or like, she ain't never had to come up to my job and fight some bitch with the beauty supply slippers on. Because, of course, you cheated with a bitch that wears
you
those
have
slippers.
To have the furry slippers.
She has to have those slippers to cheat with.
And I have to have some to come up to your job.
Yeah, you got to come up with your bonnet or your shit wrapped. And then, like, our baby got to be in the back seat crying and shit.
I'm holding the baby and then I drop the baby to fight.
Like, and then, like, you know, then I got to call you, like, you really ain't going to pick me up because I ain't got no car. So I got to really hit you with that. But, I mean. Hey, just leave. We have to get out of that fucking mentality. Like, I mean, everybody do it. Like, niggas just get caught up. You have to be yourself. There's a lot of people trying to fucking live through the TV and what they've seen their whole life. But you have to be you. And you have to stop following the ways of society and follow your goddamn self. If you don't want it to happen, then you don't do it to somebody else. And I'm talking like a saint because I am. So fuck you. If you feel like, this nigga talking like, you ain't gonna Kevin Hart my ass, and I ain't got no money. for you to fucking extort me for it. But your final thoughts on this whole fiasco?
My final thoughts just go to karma. I just feel like it's karma. What you do in the dark is going to come to light. Why? Because there's no elevator to success. You have to take the stairs.
And check out this podcast everywhere, specifically at shutthefuckup.com.
What's your dumb ass?